man was cast one day. As he was left alone to die, he began to pray. The Holy Ghost fell on him, and the Spirit, it came down. He began to write about the things he saw. The Revelator's name was John.
Talking about John.
John the Revelator saw Jerusalem coming down.
Yes, it was John.
John the Revelator. And when he looked around, he saw feet like brass, eyes like fire, heard a great voice saying, come up higher. John the Revelator wrote about the city of God. While in the Spirit prayed, John turned around to see if the voice he had heard was what it seemed to be. Just like many waters,
a great trumpet sound.
He said, I am the first and last, the Revelator wrote it down.
Talking about John.
John the Revelator saw Jerusalem coming down.
Yes, it was John.
John the Revelator. And when he looked around, he saw feet like brass, eyes like fire, heard a great voice and come up higher. John the Revelator wrote about the city of God. John the Revelator saw Jerusalem coming down. John the Revelator, and when he looked around, he saw feet like brass, eyes like fire, heard a great voice and come up higher. John the Revelator wrote about the city of God. He saw feet like brass, eyes like fire, heard a great voice saying, come up higher, come up higher, come up higher. John the Revelator.
Talk about John.
John the Revelator.
Oh, John, John.
John the Revelator.
John wrote about the city.
John the Revelator.
Oh, yeah, John
wrote about the city of God.
High on that mountain, the sun, your
for the big ships, they don't sail this way anymore. So what's the use of it standing round? Then my mind goes back to that stormy night when just in time I saw the light was a light from that old lighthouse that stands way up on a hill.
And I thank God for the lighthouse. I owe my life to Him. For Jesus is the lighthouse. He has shone a light around me that I might clearly see. If it wasn't for the lighthouse, where would this ship be?
The past, oh. all around my soul.
When the storms of confusion round me roll,
there's a place that I go to, and sweet comfort I receive.
I go to the Rock of Ages for my every need.
I go to the Rock.
I go to the blessed Rock of Ages.
I go to the Rock.
I go to the Rock of Ages for my every need.
When I'm discouraged, when I am sad,
I go to the Rock. He makes me glad.
I go to the Rock of Ages for my every need.
Rock that I hide in, he's my shelter in the night. He's the rock that I stand on for the ride. In this rock there is honey where my hungry soul can feed. I go to the Rock of Ages for my every need.
I go to the Rock.
I go to the blessed Rock of Ages.
I go to the Rock.
I go to the Rock of Ages for my every need.
When I'm discouraged, when I am sad,
I go to the Rock, he makes me glad.
I go to the Rock of Ages for my every need.
I go to the Rock.
I go to the blessed Rock of Ages.
I go to the Rock.
I go to the Rock of Ages for my every need.
When I'm discouraged, when I am sad,
I go to the Rock, he makes me glad.
I go to the Rock of Ages for my every need.
I go to the Rock.
I go to the blessed Rock of Ages.
I go to the Rock.
I go to the Rock of Ages for my every need.
When I'm discouraged, when I am sad,
I go to the Rock, he makes me glad.
Sitting in a little country church one Sunday night, listening to an old-time preacher tell of God's saving grace, of His power, and of His might. Seated next to me was a dear old man with wrinkles in his face. His hands were calloused, and his hair had turned gray. As the preacher told of that home beyond the sky, the old fellow bowed his head and tears came to his eyes. When the invitation was given to those who had gone astray, he feebly took my hand, and softly I heard him say, I am blind, old, and feeble. I cannot find the way. I need your hand to guide, please help me lest I stray. I've lived my life in vain, my heart with sin is stained. Lead me to the altar, lead me.
Lead me to the altar, lead me to the altar. I hear Jesus, my Savior, calling me. His tender voice I hear, I feel His presence near. Lead me to
it's out of hand.
I know a man who can.
I can't walk, I can't walk upon the water. I can't calm that raging sea.
Its pages are torn and
hard to read. But the family Bible on the table will ever be my key to memories. At the close of day, when work was over and when the evening meal was done, Dad would read to us from the family Bible, and we'd count our many blessings one by one.
I can see us sitting round the table when from the family Bible Dad would read.
I can hear my mother softly singing,
Rock of Ages, Rock of Ages, cleft for me.
This old world of ours is full of trouble. This old world would oh so better be if we had more Bibles on the table and Mother singing Rock of Ages for me.
I can see us sitting round the table when from the family Bible Dad would read.
I can hear my mother softly singing,
Rock of Ages, Rock of Ages.